When Pastor Kevin was talking about blessing your enemies and curse not, I realized I have to confess my sin. None of you have to. I know that you're perfect at that, but I'm not. We lived outside of Sacramento, and I was driving in town one day, and the streets are one way. Traffic is heavy. I'm the first one at the stoplight. And the light turns green. And in one quadrillionth of a second, the man behind me lays on his horn. I am not blessing him. I'm doing other things. I'm saying many other things. So he goes around me, and he is first at the next light, and I am right behind him. Oh, vengeance is mine. And then I realized how foolish I was. And then I have another confession. That's the least of my sins. This morning we're going to have communion together. But I thought it would be good for us to think about daily communion. Communion is daily. How do we have daily communion? By following him as the disciples. An approach to daily communion. I open my Bible to Luke chapter 2. And there I see him, the child, the baby, born to his mother, the Virgin Mary, overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, miraculous, supernatural birth. God with us. And then I follow him to the city of Nazareth, where as a boy he lives with Joseph and Mary. I follow him to the River Jordan, where he is baptized by John the Baptist as an announcement of his public ministry. And as he coming out of the water, the Holy Spirit descends on him like a dove, and a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am fully pleased." And then I follow him north into Galilee. And as he is walking the shores of the Sea of Galilee, I hear him calling out to some fishermen, "Andrew, Peter, James, John, follow me." And immediately they left their fishing and followed him. And then I see him in the boat with the disciples, On the Sea of Galilee, and a violent storm has arisen. And he speaks to the wind and the waves, "Peace, be still." And it was a great calm. When they got to the other side, there was a great multitude waiting for him. People with all kinds of problems. And the Bible says he healed them. And then I follow him south as he is walking along the dusty trails by the River Jordan. And he stopped and he healed a blind man. He went further and there he saw Zacchaeus up in a tree. And he brought salvation to the house of Zacchaeus that day. As he nears Jerusalem, he's riding on a donkey. And the people are giving him a welcoming celebration, palm branches and shouting, "Hosea, Hosanna to the highest." And then in Jerusalem, he meets with his disciples for the Jewish Passover feast. And after that supper, he introduces the Christian community communion service with the bread and the wine. And then I follow him over to the Garden of Gethsemane. And here is Judas, the Jewish leaders, the Roman soldiers, and he steps forward to identify himself and volunteers his arrest. And they take him to Caiaphas, the high priest, a mock trial. And the Jewish leaders pronounce him guilty to death. They bring him before Pilate. Pilate has the authority to release a criminal. And he said to the mob, "Who do you want me to release to you?" And they shout, "Barabbas, Barabbas." Pilate sets the criminal Barabbas free. "What then shall I do with Jesus?" And the angry mob shout, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And the Roman soldiers grab their clubs, their whips, their swords, and they beat him, and they beat him, and they beat him, and the metal on the whips is ripping his flesh. The crown of thorns penetrates the flesh. He becomes a bloody pulp. And they take him to the hill for crucifixion. And they drive the spikes right through his hands. And right through his feet. And he is suffering the agony of crucifixion. He is there for me. He is being punished for my sin. And And then he said, "It is finished. The sacrifice for sin is fulfilled. It's over. There is no further sacrifice for sin." And then he gave up his life. And I see them take his body and lay it in the grave, seal the grave with a stone. And then Sunday morning, I see him outside the grave, standing, talking to the women, and saying, "Tell my disciples I will meet them in Galilee." In Galilee, I see him restoring Peter to a relationship of love after his denial. And while he is talking to his disciples, he ascends into heaven, into a position of all power and authority. And I am standing with him before the eternal judge. He is my great high priest. He represents me. He's covering everything I need, my sin, my failure, my weakness, all taken care of. His record is my record. And I hear the eternal judge say, "You are forgiven. You have been made righteous. You are justified forever." And I fall on my knees in grateful worship. Amen. And so we have daily communion. Now we will have communion together according to Matthew, Mark, and Luke, that after the Passover feast, Jesus took bread, blessed it, broke it, said to them, "Take, eat, do this in remembrance of me." And so we do. Amen. And then he took the cup and said, "This is the new covenant blood which is shed for many. Take, drink, and do this in remembrance of me." And so we do this morning. Amen. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ, amen.